My name is Rabbi Yisrael, Lessons from the Lathe, Parshas Nitzavim. Last week was a really hard Lessons from the Lathe because I had to do it in Bidud, in quarantine. I had to talk to myself, which I like to do in general, but it's a little weird. So Baruch Hashem, I'm very excited to be back. Baruch Hashem, I'm very fortunate that for the entire summer, for 8 weeks, I also was able to do it live in what's called the Kobe Kolo in Camp Misora. So Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy to be back, and specifically to be back with Shir Bet guys. It's pretty awesome. And hopefully this message, although I hope that Rav Jake will let me speak next week, this is not my Rosh Hashanah message, but it's leading up to the very hopefully tired state that many of us are in this morning from Slichos last night, and the tired state that Emirat Hashem you all will feel. I mean this in the biggest bracha I could give you, is that you are tired the next few weeks, because that shows that you're trying. You're not tired because you stayed up watching Netflix until 3 o'clock in the morning. I hope that's not the reason. But Slichos. Slichos is a very, very unique tefillah. And I want to understand the time that we're in. So the parsha that we'll be reading in Mirtzah Hashem on Shabbos, Habalein Lotovitz, my son's bar mitzvah parsha, he got very lucky that it's only Nitzavim. Although he doesn't want to late it this year, I'm not sure why. And I have my other son whose birthday is today. Avishai's birthday is today. So Avishai's bar mitzvah parsha is also Nitzavim. In a year from now, I have my other son's bar mitzvah. We're trying to decide when to do it. So my wife's like, why can't you just do Nitzavim? I'm like, because it's like 8 weeks after his birthday. You know, you can't do that. So the parsha starts off after we had a very, very challenging Shabbos. This Shabbos was Parshas Kisava, my bar mitzvah parsha. But it has the klalos in it. And the klalos are really sad. And I say this every year, but I'll say it again. My son, who's in the army, Yaakov, reminded me. He's like, but we didn't tell the story about Rav Nevin Zal. So one year, I had the great zchus of spending an entire month and a half, really, in Eretz Yisrael. Why you started after the Chagim. So he came for Elul Zman and the Chagim. It was amazing. And I remember going to Rav Nevin Zal's house, and he made a special minyan because his knees were bothering him. And he lamed the tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. And when he got to the Tochacha, he started crying. And we thought this was so weird, you know, 19-year-old, 20-year-old guy. It's like, who takes this seriously? And he took it very seriously. And Bnei Yisrael took the klalos very, very seriously. And they experience them, and they're margish them, and they feel them. And it's not like Parshas B'chukosai, where afterwards you're like, they're good things. And then you're like, you know, then his voice gets higher. And then you're like, yeah, it's not that bad. There's nechama, you know? And we're literally in the middle. You might not realize this. We're still reveling from Tisha B'Av, because we're still in Shifta to Mechemta. Literally, we're still tied to Tisha B'Av because God is giving us Nechama for 7 weeks. He says, "Yeah, I know I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but come on, you know it's okay." And that's what a Haftarah is all about. You would think we would start talking about Tshuva. No. We still. So where's the Nechama of the Tochacha? This is the Tochacha. Ribbono Shalom says, "Atem nitzavim hayom kuchem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem, roshechem, shifteichem, ziknechem, shotreichem, kol ish Yisrael." All of a sudden, we change the format, right, of talking about kulchem, everyone. The klalos, as opposed to Barsha B'chulagosai, is in the singular. We're talking about you, what you have done wrong, the things that you did not observe, and we all have had that year. I'm sorry to be. You'll get to know me. I like to talk about myself a lot. But my year wasn't perfect. We had a really hard year, as someone just pointed out to me. Gadi speaks. So Gadi said to me, he's like, you know, it's weird to come back and to experience exactly the way last year was in many ways, right? I literally told my wife right before the summer, I said, you know, let's just throw the mask in the garbage. Like, we had the whole big thing of masks. I'm like, throw them out. We're done. Corona's over. There was an announcement made, you know, Corona's over. You can't bring it back. It can't be Corona 2. It's not even Corona 2 anymore. It's like Corona 4 here in Israel, right? Like, I don't want to see the sequel. I didn't like the first one, you know? I was like, so here, Bnei Yisrael experience something amazing. I'm talking to you and how your year was, and now I'm giving you the remedy. And the remedy is supposed to make us happy. Kulchem, you. You, as a nation, have tremendous abilities. A sefer very close to my heart is Rav Shimshon Pinka's sefer called Tiferes Shimshon. The reason it's close to my heart is it was purchased for me as a gift from Leva Torah Boys. back in the day when they used to have a Torah Zatov. You don't understand. But anyway, I said, it's not for you. It's a different generation. So it was like 3 years ago. So not. Rav Goldbach once said, we say Abraham Shana Akud Bedor. Right? We say that 40 years was considered to be a generation. Used to be, things changed, you know, every 40 years. Now, what do we say about a door? We say, like, a door is like every few minutes. People are like, oh, I saw on Facebook, Abba, nobody uses Facebook, you loser, you know? Like, I'm like, oh, let's do a TikTok. Oh, TikTok's out there, you know? Like, things are changing all the time. So, okay, Hakaras HaTov shouldn't change, but it is. So, says Rav Pinchas something very, very beautiful. The Lashon HaTem Nitzavim Hayam Kulchem. He says, Zuchus Miuchedasi Li Yehudi Kasher Hu Chelek Miakla. We have something very, very unique. We have something called Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei is a silent tefillah between us and Hashem. It's so amazing. We're so fortunate to have it. And there, I hope you all add all your special tefillahs. We daven for everything, but then we get to Shema Koleinu. Wow. And I still think about this. This changed my year. I had this chus during COVID to take Kabbalahs upon myself. And one sefer I learned from Schechter sefer on tefillah. And every day I would do a little bit, I would underline it. And he writes there something remarkable. He says that some people ask me, why is my tefillah so long? Why does my Shemona Esrei? And he said, Baruch Hashem, Hashem granted me, I think he has 9 kids if I'm not mistaken. He says in Shema Koleinu, I daven for each kid. I don't just say a regular tefillah, all my kids should be healthy and they should be well. No. Each kid has something different going on in his life. And I started to think to myself, how do I not do that in my tefillah? And all of a sudden my Shemona Esrei now is longer, right? Because I got one kid in the army, so that's a whole separate tefillah. I got a daughter who's starting Sheirut Lumi today. That's a whole different tefillah. And she's a girl, so that's a whole different tefillah. And she's 18. It's a whole, right? You got this kid and that kid. This one's, that's a few minutes already. And then what happens is that when I finish that tefillah, my tefillah becomes transformed. It's as if I took my tefillah and I put it in a bag. And then when I'm finished, I go up to the chazan and I say, can you please take this for me up to Shemayim? And then he takes all these bags up to Shemayim and he says something called Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz combines all of our tefillos to one central tefillah of the klal. And that's really a central point of Rosh Hashanah. So much so that that tefillah is so important on Rosh Hashanah. What happens, Rabbi Yisai? Something amazing happens. What happens is that the shofar is blown during that time. If you're Nusach Svard, I happen to be a shofar blower. So one time in my life, I went to a shul, and the shul's, it was very miyuchad, and the Nusach Svards, this is Rav Soloveitchik, thought that this actually was correct, they blow shofar within the silent Shemona Esrei also. It's very stirring. You're in the middle of your Shemona Esrei, and all of a sudden, woo, in the middle of your Shemona Esrei. We don't have that minhag Ashkenaz, but it was very special. It wasn't special for me at all, because, I'll tell you why, because this shul, I'm not going to mention the name of the shul, but it was a young Israel-type shul, and they davened very, very quickly. So I davened, especially on Rosh Hashanah, a little slowly. I was up to like, Ata Kodosh, Shimcha Kodosh, and all of a sudden the rabbi looks at me and he's like, blow shofar now. I'm like, what? So I had to really go very, very quickly. It wasn't my best feeling. So Shimshon Pinchas, let's get back to our Pinchas. And he says, the klal, the fact that we have a tzibur is so amazing. Chelek mit tzibur shel yeshiva o kolel bebechinas kol ish Yisrael. You know what he's talking about, says Rav Pinchas? He's talking about your situation. You, like this is like perfect Dvar Torah for you. You're part of the yeshiva, right? You're part of this very unique situation, which doesn't make sense, which I think is illegal, right? You come into Slichos last night, you know, it's not fair. Nobody's wearing masks. I thought there was a mask mandate, you know? Everything's different here. We know that. They're following the rules. I'm kidding, right? Because everybody's in a different section, whatever thing they made up. But anyway, yeah. But what does it mean you're part of a yeshiva? Etzem ha'avodah she'adam nimsa b'toich miskeret misuyam. It's very important to be part of what's called a miskeret. You're part of something. You're part of a tzibor. Vihu chai b'kof la. And you have now a schedule that you have to keep because you're part of this. It's embarrassing to show up at 9:45 when everybody showed up at 9:30. The afal pishul ifam yimnir alo shehadava mechrech otam Then he says, and now what happens? Now you're part of a tzibor, and everybody, I love my favorite, one of my favorite words, everybody is steiging, right? Everybody's sitting and learning. Now there's a positive energy, especially in Shir Bet. What am I going to do? I'm going to go upstairs and go to sleep? I have an excuse. I went to sleep last night at 2 o'clock in the morning. I went to sleep at 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm allowed to go to sleep. New minag hamakom. How many people are upstairs sleeping? There's more people upstairs sleeping than there are down here. So then why should I be better than anybody else? But everybody else is steiging. My Shir Bet is steiging. I got to be steiging. I have more responsibility now because I'm part of a tzibur. I'm not a yachid anymore. I'm not Parshas Kisavo Klalos. But you know what comes with that? Yes, there's responsibility, but then becomes schar. Because my schar of my learning today, when I'm learning now in a tzibur, Torah is totally different. The fact that we're in a shir now, Baruch Hashem, is different than just learning by yourself. Says Rav Pinkas, Nar Hayisi V'gam Zakanti, because I'm old. It's a very sad story, Rav Pinkas. He got into a car accident a few years before he passed away. And he spoke a lot about it, and safety and so on and so forth. And then a few years later, he got into another car accident and died. He died very, very young. Very, very sad story. Very easy zois pam acher pam. I've seen this so many times. Bachurim, this is talking about you guys. Listen up carefully. The avreichim shorotzu la'amud levad. I don't need this yeshiva miskeret. I don't like it. We're learning sukkah this year? I did sukkah already. I don't know. Right? I did it in my bar mitzvah, I think. My father told me I did it. I don't know. What did I do it for? I'm going to have my own learning thing. I want to be, I'm more Hasidish. I want to learn, you know, Rabbi Nachman's, Rabbi Nasson, you know. That's who I am. That's who I am. And he says, I see it time after time after time. Aval sof kol sof, what happens? It works really well in the beginning. Everybody's looking at that guy. Wow, that guy's so smothering. He doesn't come to shir because he's much from. Oh, he dafka every Sunday morning. He says, oh, Rav Hartstein's speaking? He's a clown. I'm not going to come. I'm going to do my own. I have my own seder at 9:30 in the morning. And what happens? It works. He's starting like crazy. But then he says, but when he's not in a miskeret, but if he's not in this program, it's all going to go away. It's going to be good for a while, but when you're in a miskeret, you're with guys, you have positive peer pressure, wow, the Sibur is so amazing. That's the Olam, he says, that we live in. What's around us is so important. Our chevra, our chavrusa, chavrusa mesusa. To have a chavrusa, to have someone who pushes you is amazing. I remember my first year in YU. I'm not going to mention the name. I actually have a relationship with him now. He was a horrible chavrusa. Why? I'll tell you why. This guy had every excuse in the book. He had a car in YU. This was a big starke zachen. But the car, it was alternate side. It seemed like every day he was parked in the wrong spot. Because every morning at 10 o'clock, he's like, I got to move my car now. I got to move it to the other side. And then you have to wait till the guy comes, the street cleaner. I don't know. All of a sudden, New York City, especially Washington Heights, is the dirtiest place in the world. But they really machvid on cleaning the streets, you know? So I couldn't learn with this guy. I said, dude, you're not a chavrusa. Like, you're all the time, you got some excuse. Oh, it's alternate side today. And then I'm like, it was like Veterans Day. It's like, oh, there's no alternate side today. No. There is today. In Washington Heights, there is. You know, like, no, there isn't. That's not a chavrusa. Then he says that nowadays, Haresha gam bismanenu shavroi anu la'avod harakevet mshicha m'soa v'hunosa yachirita. If you have to catch a train, both of my children this morning had unique situations. My son, Baruch Hashem, was not supposed to be out of the army. He got out of the army. He had a 21-day thing, but they let him out to see his parents. And because we were in America, technically we were in Bidud last week, so he wasn't allowed to see us. It's not important. And he's going to Kiryat Shmona now, which you know is very far. So that's where his base is for the week. So he had to wake up with Nebuch earlier than 5 o'clock. He had to take a bus. The first bus is out to try to get to Kiryat Shmona. So you know what happens when you miss that bus? And connecting to Kiryat Shmona, there's no bus for another 2 hours. You got to make that bus. My daughter is starting her first day. She's going to, she's having training in Bnei Brak. You miss that first, you know how it is. You miss the bus. You know, Ramat Beit Shemesh, man. This is, you know, there's one bus an hour. But now when you're on that rakevet, it doesn't stop. It's going and going. That's who we have to be. He quotes the great Moyu Verebi. He writes, Harav Leib Malin. Tamid Haya Omer. Tia Yachid B'toch HaTzibor. This is an important part that I want to bring out as well. Yes, you're part of a Tzibor, but it's Tzibor that's a Yachid in the Tzibor. Adam Sherosid L'tlaut Yasezot. If you want to go higher and higher on the ladder, you have to be part of a miscarriage of a Tzibor, but remind yourself that you're a Yachid. When we daven, as I said before, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what the Rabbanu Shalom thinks of each individual that's sitting in the room. There's one guy who's awesome at Chesed, and the Rabbanu Shalom loves his tefillos because of that. Another guy is great in Torah. Another guy is great in his Kibbutz Ava'eim, and all those tefillos come together. We're like one Jew. It's amazing. Because every negative that we have, there's another guy holding the Sibor, hopefully who has that positive. And we bring it up as one Sibor. But we have to have that. And he writes, what does it mean to be a Yachid and a Tzibor? You know what? If davening starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm the Yachid who comes at 7:50. Or even 7:55. Right? Ashrei is not when davening starts. Some people think that, right? I'm sorry to say this, but my son has a very cute sweatshirt. My son was in Missouri, my 15-year-old. So he has a sweatshirt. He was a teen. Chaman al Islam. So in the teen program, so he had a thing, I think it said on it at 8:52. What is 8? Mahai, what's 8:52? So 8:52 was the time of Baruch Hu every day. And if you missed Baruch Hu, it was like very bad for the rest of the day. You couldn't play in leagues, I think. It's good horror, you know? That's what they did. By the way, 8:52 is cam time, so it's really 9:52. Like it's like Chabad minion over here, yeah? So I will point it out. You know you miss Kriyat Shema, right? Zman Tefillah is like little, like just about to come. But you come early. Be one of the chassidim harishonim that come to the Beis Medrash. Have a seder before. You could be in the miskeret and still be your own person. That's what life is about. There are people who, you know, you're, I don't know why, but you're off on Fridays. So he says, don't be that person that's off on Fridays. Have a seder on Fridays. You're better at it. So you could be a yachid that's in a sibar. And this Rav Moshe Feinstein points out as well. Rav Moshe says that on one level, we have a tzibur. So the tzibur is called, as we said, Rashi says, Rosh Yechem Shiftechem, literally, that each person was part of the head of each tribe. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, we love to beat ourselves up. This is like numero uno. If I'm not mistaken, in the yeshiva, we probably have, you know, a whole division of Rabbeim. Their whole job is to talk to Talmidim, because they have such a low self-esteem. We degrade ourselves. We say, I'm not Rosh Echem Shiftechem. I'm not a leader. I can't be a leader. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because when I was in 10th grade, a teacher once came up to me and said, you will amount to nothing. Or a psychologist said to me, you know, you have ADHD, da, da, da. You will never be. You can never be. Or at my bar mitzvah teacher, after a few weeks, said to me, dude, forget it, man. You're not learning the parsha. We want the tzibur to be, you know, they're not going to be yaitzi. You don't know how to read. So I beat myself up. I say to myself, I don't have talents. I can never be a leader. This doesn't apply to me, Rosh Hashem, Shiftechem. He says that type of humility is driven by the Yetzirah. Rather, each person has to develop self-esteem to believe that I can be a leader of the generation. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of all leaders. L'kam Yisrael Moshe Oid. Remember who Moshe was. Megam game. He said to the Rebbe, I can't speak appropriately. How can I be the leader of the Jewish people? One has to learn Torah in its entirety, in the depth of Torah, and his ability. The whole concept of Dirshu Hashem be Motzeh during this time, as Rebbe Shalom says, seek me out. I'm not saying, get what I'm about to say is crazy. I'm not telling you even have to do a complete tshuva. I would love to do the Rambam's complete tshuva in Hilchos Tshuva. I would love that. But start the process, Rabbi Yisai. Believe in yourself and say, let me at least try. Let me start. And Hashem will help you along the way. I can be Rosh Echem, Shiftechem. You are capable of greatness. Atam Nitzavim Chav. I'm talking to you. Yes, you're part of a tzibur, but I'm talking to the individual and what you can accomplish. You must have confidence in yourself. You stop making excuses. I can't learn Torah, I can't do this, I can't read it. So practice. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parshas Bahaloscha, He has a gorgeous line. And it seems like a strange line talking to Bnei Yisrael. He says something very strange. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, it's right before Shvi. He says like this. Vayomer lo Moshe, hamekana atali, umi yitain kol ha'am, Hashem neviim, mi yitain Hashem ruch elayim. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, all of us, are you not being zealous for my sake? Would it be the entire people could be Nevi'im? And the Spirit of Hashem will be upon them. He's not making up a story. This is not a joke. Moshe Rabbeinu believed that every Jew could be a Navi. So why don't we believe in ourselves? Why don't we believe that yes, there's a Chazaras HaShas, but my silent philo also matters? It's so important. So important. We have to believe in ourselves. And maybe that's what Slichus is all about. This is a very miyuchad. Rav Soloveitchik writes, it's an extra tefillah. If you think about it, think about Slichus for a second. You have Ashrei, like a regular tefillah. Ashrei, Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, like Mincha. And what's Shemon Esrei? Slichus. And then you have Tachanun, like a regular Tachanun. And then you have Kaddish Teskabel. Maybe we should even say Aleinu at the end. He says it's an extra tefillah, but it's a very miyuchad tefillah. It's a tefillah of a tzibur. You didn't experience this last year, but many people were not allowed to daven last year slichus. So what do? So it's not like other tefillahs, you daven b'yichidus. There's really nothing, if it makes you feel better, but you can't really daven slichus without a tzibur. Because the whole point of slichus is saying, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachem mechanu. So it's a special tefillah of the tzibur. This extra tefillah is, hey, you're part of something even bigger. And that's what Chaim Volozhin says. We say in davening of Rosh Hashanah, Ki zecher kol hayitzurim ba, hayetzur ba. Lufanecha maise ish. Upachdido, his tafkid in life. Everyone is going to be judged on their special ability and what Hashem wants of you. It's the Chedush Arim, and I'll end with this, who says, let me find it. The Chedush Arim says, I saw it this morning, a beautiful idea. He says, Eze, what is Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem? Ki Bayom Kulanu Yachad Ma'achdim, when we're Be'achdus. That's when the Ribbono Shalom wants our tefillos. The Ribbono Shalom says, you get it? On Friday, just happened to be in the mall, and you see these Chabad kids walking around and asking people to put tefillin on. My son said to me, he was in the height of this like fake war thing, and they're in the height of sitting, sleeping Nebuch a whole week in 100 degrees outside in tents, and all of a sudden they're shooting one day, and all these Chabad guys come. They start blowing the shofar, and they start giving out ices. What are they doing it for? They want a donation? No. They care. Chedush Arim says, that's when we get it. So to review, Yitzavim Hayom Kulchem reminds us that we're part of a very unique tzibor. You're part of a tzibor called Lev HaTorah. That's unique, that's special, that's beautiful. And it's supposed to push you to say it, because I'm part of a tzibor, people are relying on me. I got to be someone. But I have to also look at the individual. And that's the duality of life. Who am I? I'm part of Klal Yisrael, yes. And Achdus is important, but who am I? And as we approach Slichus, the tefillah of the tzibur, and we remind ourselves of what Shmon Esrei is, my personal tefillahs matter, because that's what's going to be brought up to the tzibur. If I wasn't there, it's not the same. Sometimes it literally is not the same. You make a minyan. We should remind ourselves, unfortunately, we're still in a very difficult time. Corona's back with a vengeance, Rahman al-Azlan. But we should remind ourselves that this Rosh Hashanah should be different. We should remind ourselves that this week, the last week we have of the year, should be a different week for us. It should be a week that we take upon ourselves. Last year we had all the excuses, we were Shir Aleph. But now we're Shir Bet. What am I going to do differently? Maybe even write yourself a note. I'm not this type of guy, but of that thing that you committed to this year, an extra thing. We should be Zeicher should be zeicher to only good things. B'vias kol tzedek, amen.